It's the Jeremiah Show. Tearing back the curtain on the hospitality, music, and entertainment industry with insider tips and the hottest global guests in the biz. With Dr. D and special LA personal development commentator Mike Gormley. He's a restaurant and bar fixture, a partner with legendary rock star drummer Mick Fleetwood in Fleetwood's on Front Street in Maui, and he's your radio host. And now, from a race around the sun, Jeremiah Higgins.
Welcome to the Jeremiah Show, Dr. D. It's been a couple weeks since I've seen your wonderful face.
How are you, my friend? My hairy but well-trimmed face.
Yeah, you're getting a little bushy there.
Do you know that my barber moved to another barber shop?
Because of you?
No. Well, he actually did move two blocks south, but still within walking distance.
What did you do?
I don't know. I must have upset the owner of the establishment. No, he's down on at the Carrillo barbershop, which is just west of State Street on the south side of Carrillo, or the beach side of Carrillo.
Are you trying to get a free haircut?
I think I probably will anyway.
Go ahead and mention his name since you're...
Well, Drake the Barber.
Drake
the Barber at Carrillo Barbershop.
That's a good name for Drake the Barber.
I love it. And he's got one of these long red beards. Oh, my God. And shaves his head a little bit, too.
A real red beard. You guys could
red
be... Red
beard.
Together, you guys could be pirates.
We could, although I look more like I belong in the mountains, that I ought to stay in the mountains and not come down.
Hey, so
please
how
tell
was
me.
The week?
The week, in addition to wonderful activities, great weather, the week was great, especially in preparing for today's show.
Yeah.
I listened to the music you sent me. I read the script for the promo that you sent me, and I can't wait to get started. So, without further ado, Mr. Higgins.
That's my cue. I'll take it, Dr. D. It was a nice one. Thank you. All right. Thank you for joining us on this very special episode. As you know, listeners and Dr. D, we like to introduce new music artists to you as much as possible. It's a big part of the show, right? We've got 10 songs every episode, and they're always new, and typically brand new artists, and then we get to know them. Future shows like we are right now with B. Scog. She is joining us from Old Town, Idaho, and I doubt it's as warm up there as it is here.
But it's I doubt it too.
Perfect temperature. Isn't this a great winter? I don't want to get off track here, but a great winter here in Santa Barbara.
And California. I'm looking forward to asking her about the weather up where she is. But no, you're right. I love the cold mornings, okay, in the 30s and 40s.
It almost feels like there's snow out there, but there isn't.
No.
But it's, you know.
But
sunny.
Then it warms up enough to where, you know, you could roll up your sleeves if you're wearing a long sleeve shirt like I do. No, it is. It's really nice.
So stick with us, nice weather or cold weather or wherever you're listening. Stick with us this entire episode. We're introducing you to a new artist. In fact, we want to call this the TJS, New Artist of the Week, New Artist of the Month. Oh. We're proudly introducing you to new music artist, singer-songwriter, B-Skog. B-Skog is Brittany Barker. Brittany joins us from a sleepy little town in the Pacific Northwest on the border of Idaho and Washington. Not known for its musicians as much as it is for its jagged charcoal-etched pines that make up the pale blue horizon on all sides and reflect in the lakes of glass, but more for cold, beautiful rivers snaking through the lives and the stories of the proud residents from this bottleneck little town on the map. Old Town, Newport, and Preacher River and Sandpoint. It was once my home, Dr. D, as you know, very, very long time ago.
In a galaxy far away.
And when I think of it, I just get poetic.
I know.
As you can tell.
Well, I lived in Boise for a month when I was 21 in the summer.
Yeah, and you had a good time.
I did. I kind of wish I'd been there in the winter just to have that experience, that's all. But I'm sure it was cold up there when you were there.
It's still there. You can go back.
Ah, thank goodness they didn't move it.
Okay. It has been said that at times you have to leave the city of your comfort and go into the wilderness of your intuition.
Hmm.
What you'll discover will be wonderful. What you'll discover is yourself. This is a story of B-Skog, singer-songwriter Brittany Barker, who had to leave home, return, and find her voice. Welcome, B-Skog. Welcome, Brittany.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. And we're so happy to premiere your music and introduce you to our world here in Southern California, but also globally with all of our listeners streaming worldwide everywhere here on the radio station and in our podcast. So we're really, really happy to have you. And well, let's get this out of the way. Dr. D was curious about the weather up there. What's it look like? You're probably sitting in your studio, which is, what is your studio call? Remind me.
Barker Sound Engineering.
Barker Sound Engineering. Ooh. They built the studio, Dr. D. You got to see these pictures. It's great. We'll share them.
Okay.
But they built their own sound studio up there.
Nice.
They've actually got some pretty great looking stuff.
I'll bet.
So what's it like up there? What's the weather?
Well, today it's nice and sunny, but it's cold.
Yeah, that's kind of like us, huh? I don't know what our temperature is outside.
Yeah.
But that's nice. Is there still snow on the ground? Is it still an Idaho winter?
Yes, lots of snow.
Mm. Yeah.
I have to say that what you bring to us today, well, I'm sure we're going to get into this, ties right in with my proclamation of 2020, the year of perfect vision, because I've been talking about inner vision and going within, trusting that still small voice, your intuition. So I'm really excited about talking about that today.
Yeah.
All right. So let's start at the beginning, Brittany. When did you write your first song?
Oh, I probably was 5 years old.
Can you imagine that, Dr. D, writing your first song at five?
I just want to know, how deep was that song? I mean, did it have layer upon layer, or was this just a little kid writing something? I'm very curious. No, really, really. What was that song?
It wasn't very good. I mean, it was just, you know, a few lines about me and my dog hanging out or something like that, you know? It was not very good, but that's just what I did when I was young.
That's still pretty cool, writing about you and your dog. Because that's a heck of a great relationship.
Yeah. Do you have any of the lyrics? Do you remember anything?
I don't remember anything, but I did save that notebook. It's somewhere in my storage, but I found it a few years ago and looked at it and was like, wow.
This is off topic, but how do you use notebooks when you write your lyrics? And how often do they come to you? I mean, are you always writing? Are lyrics coming to you all the time?
I have a bunch of notebooks everywhere, and I just kind of come up with ideas whenever I can.
I watched the Taylor Swift documentary the other night, and I was so surprised when I watched. She writes in her phone constantly, and she sings from her phone. when she's recording. And I thought, do all recording artists do that now? Does everything go into their phone, or do they still use a pen and paper and a notebook? I guess it depends.
Yeah. I mostly use pen and paper and notebook, but like when I'm driving and I have an idea, I will definitely use like my memo and my phone and record myself.
I imagine it's pretty handy, right? I mean, you're using most of the stuff you use is with a Macintosh anyways, right? When you're recording or...
Yep.
So, Brittany, we've got to take a real quick break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about you had to leave your home up there in Preach River in Old Town. To realize that you needed to come back and bring music to Old Town and to your community. I want to talk about this journey and this realization when we come back. We are talking this entire hour with our very special guest, B. Skog. It's Brittany Barker, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. And also stay tuned at the end of the show for the radio world premiere of B. Skog's. Her new single is Scarred. Featuring DK.
The Jeremiah Show proudly introduces you to this month's new music artist, singer, songwriter, B. Skog. B. Skog is Brittany Barker. Our new music artist needs your support to make it into the music business. Go now to Spotify. Listen to B. Skog's new single, Scarred. And if you love it, be sure to click love and share with friends. Be sure to follow B. Skog on Spotify. Buy B. Skog's music on iTunes. And listen to all of B. Skog's music on her YouTube channel, B. Skog's. Follow The Jeremiah Show's new artist, singer, songwriter, B. Skog, Brittany Barker, on Instagram, at The Real B. Skog.
Did you know that binge watching is bad for your brain?
What?
Crazy. Binge listening is way better. Binge listen to all of our shows on iTunes/podcast/The Jeremiah Show.
You're listening to The Jeremiah Show with Dr. D. Find all of our past shows on iTunes, podcasts, The Jeremiah Show.
Hi, I'm Brooke Williamson, Top Chef season 14 winner, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show, so don't go away.
Past 18, he was waiting for the bus in his army green. Sat down in a booth cafe there, gave his order to the girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gives him a smile, and he said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? I'm feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour and I know where we can go. So they went down and they got no one to send a letter to. Would you mind if I sent one back here to you? Coming home.
Welcome back to the Jeremiah Show. Again, we are premiering and proudly introducing you to the new music artist, singer, songwriter, B. Skog. B. Skog is Brittany Barker. Brittany Barker is joining us from Old Town, Idaho right now, and she's bringing music to that edge of the world. And then on this show, at the very end, we are going to premiere her new single, Scarred, featuring DK worldwide. So you guys got to go to Spotify. Love it, like it, follow her. And we are back with B. Skog, Brittany. How are you doing, Brittany?
I'm doing good.
So you left, we were talking before the break, your first song was at 5. You've written many, many songs over the years. You fell in love with music. And take us through leaving. You had to leave eventually your hometown, and you traveled the world a little bit, and then can you take us to that point where you discovered and realized that you wanted to come home and bring music with your husband now, Tyler?
Yeah, you know, when you think about music and, you know, making it, you think big city and lots of people, and that's what you think that you have to be there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so we didn't have any means of making music here that we knew of. And so, you know, we left and went to Arizona so Tyler could go to the Conservatory of Recording Arts and Sciences so that he could become a recording engineer. And, you know, we did that for a while, and he graduated and then did an internship in San Francisco at Industry Sound Studios. And we were thinking that, you know, that's where we were going to be. But we were commuting 4.5 hours one way every day just to make it down to the studio, you know.
Wow.
So it wasn't very fun. And, you know, we just missed our small town life. You know, we love singing by the bonfire and hanging out with friends and stuff. So eventually we both just were like, why can't we make music at home? I mean, we have the power of the internet, you know?
Yeah.
So
let's back up a little bit further. You met Tyler in high school, which you both went to my old high school, Priest River Lamana High in Priest River, Idaho. I went there for three years. I went one year in Santa Barbara. So I can also say I'm a Don and a Trojan.
I'm glad it was only 3 years as opposed to 5.
it almost was five. Yes. But that's another story. So you and Tyler met in high school. And let me explain what Priest River, how it comes together. So there's this middle, I think it's still this way. There's this big circle, right? And then there's like 4 hallways that go off with lockers and classrooms, almost like a sunbeam off of a star, off of a sun. And everybody kind of meets before classes and after class and at lunch break, kind of in the middle there. And the different classes, the freshmen, the sophomore, the seniors, all congregate in their hall and kind of move towards the middle. So now that I've explained, you know, in your mind how Priest River kind of was laid out, and I'm sure it was probably still the same way for you guys, take me to meeting Tyler. Where did you first meet Tyler in this scenario?
Well, we just had the same group of friends. And so he always just like was walking around high school with his guitar. And I don't know how to play an instrument, but I just love, like, piano and guitar are my favorite. And so, you know, he would just start playing in the hallways. And then, you know, it just took one day where I'm like, hey, you know, I can sing. But we should get together and play some music, you know. And so we just started doing that.
Now, were you attracted to him, or were you attracted to the guitar and the music?
I attracted to, his skills on the guitar, for sure.
So he would play there in this hallway?
Yeah.
Yeah, and would everybody enjoy it? Would they get, because I don't remember anybody ever doing that when I was in high school. I remember, you know what it was the boom boxes at that stage where people would bring in boom boxes and on their shoulders. Like 1980s.
I remember that, yeah.
Was it a musical school at this point for the two of you and your fellow students?
I wouldn't say it was like a musical school. I feel like just him and his friend Cody would just sit by their lockers and just play, and then people would come to them and listen, you know?
Right. And would you join in and sing?
Sometimes. I was pretty shy in high school, so I did the national anthems for the games, but I could tell you that I would go out there and I would like almost black out and not remember doing it because I was so nervous.
Wow. Yeah, I can picture that. I can see that. And God, the national anthem, that's not an easy one for anyone to tackle. But I have heard from fans and friends of yours, about that. I don't know how often you did that. You sang the national anthem, but I have heard from many people that they went, whoa, you know, they were blown away by your voice and your vocals and the way that you handled that song. Tough song.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Okay. So, take us from there. So you guys, you get together, you start playing, you're a little bit shy. Is this where the Wolfpack came together? And explain who the Wolfpack is to us.
The Wolfpack is Tyler and our friend John. We all love to get together to make music. John, he likes to rap, and he's really good. And so he would rap with the guitar sometimes, just kind of messing around. Tyler would get, a tune down, and John would rap, and then I'd start singing or however that worked out. And then, now we just call ourselves the Wolfpack, and we just love making music together. We get together in the studio, and I mean, a good day for us is just all three of us sitting in the studio writing together, just bouncing ideas off each other and feeding off each other's vibes and stuff, and it's just so much fun.
Yeah, and is that just a creative experience? And I mean, give us kind of a mental image of this. Is you guys get together in the studio and tackle a song and just work through it together until it comes into something that you love and you're proud of.
We start by going through beats together, or if Tyler's gonna play guitar, he'll start writing or whatever that looks like. But he then we just sit here, and I'll be like, "Ooh, I kind of have an idea for the chorus," and then I'll say my idea, and then John or Tyler will just what if we did it this way? And I mean, we could spend a whole day just sitting in the studio having a blast doing that,
Yeah. Well, so Tyler, as now your husband, and we're going to talk about that when we get back, but do I have this right? Tyler went to the Conservatory of Recording Arts and Sciences in Arizona at age 14. Is that correct?
Wow.
Oh, no. It was 2014.
2014. I was going to say, Prodigy's 5-year-old songwriter and a 14-year-old. Well, we can tell everybody that's the way it is.
Hey.
He can use that if he like. Okay, we got to take another quick break, but I want to give everybody their due. The Wolfpack is Tyler Barker. He's a recording and engineering lyrics producer, plays guitar, and sometimes joins you with vocals. Brittany Barker, she is B. Skog, and she's a singer-songwriter. Is learning guitar a little bit, right, Brittany? And lyrics, and vocals. John that she referred to is John Jameson. He is DK. He's a vocal rapper, and he is on her new single. Stay tuned. At the end of the show, we're going to play it in its entirety. It's called Scarred by B. Skog, and it's featuring DK. Don't miss that. It's a Radio World premiere. We'll be right back after this break.
The Jeremiah Show proudly introduces you to this month's new music artist, singer, songwriter, B. Skog. B. Skog is Brittany Barker. Our new music artist needs your support to make it into the music business. Go now to Spotify. Listen to B. Skog's new single, Scarred. Guard. And if you love it, be sure to click love and share with friends. Be sure to follow BSCOG on Spotify. Buy BSCOG's music on iTunes. And listen to all of BSCOG's music on her YouTube channel, BSCOG's. Follow The Jeremiah Show's new artist, singer-songwriter BSCOG, Brittany Barker, on Instagram at The Real BSCOG.
Forget it was ever broken. Grow younger, live longer, move harder and love stronger. Grow younger, live longer, move harder and love stronger.
Hey, it's Tim Stack here, and I just did The Jeremiah Show and had a really, really great time. Check me out at TV's Tim Stack on Twitter.
Hi there, I'm Kim Bush with Folded Hills Winery. We're here on The Jeremiah Show, and we welcome all of you listeners out to Folded Hills. Anytime you want to try some wonderful wines, it's the first winery on the way into wine country and the closest vineyard to the ocean. Come on out and taste some wonderful wines. Cheers.
This is David LaBrava, and we are live in 5, 4, 3... Coming right at you on The Jeremiah Show, KZSB 1290 on your AM dial. Check out my podcast coming up. Check out the interview. Let's try to help some people find a better way.
My heart is so heavy, heavy. It's getting kind of hard to carry. All this pain and stuff, and I guess it's what we get for loving. I just want to keep believing. There's something good in feeling. Love for one another, guess it's what you get for suffering.
If you've ever lost someone that you love, then you know what it's like to have an angel up above. Throw your hands up, let them know you stand tough and that you can just handle all the pain and suffering.
Like my heart is so heavy, heavy. It's getting kind of hard to carry. All this pain and suffering, and I guess it's what you get for loving.
Welcome back to The Jeremiah Show. We are proudly introducing you to this month's new artist, singer-songwriter, BSCOG. BSCOG is Brittany Barker. She is up in Old Town, Idaho. It's kind of that old, like, here's a reference for you, an old reference, Dr. D, I know you love these. It's like Build It and They Will Come from that movie, you know, where they built the the ballpark. Field of Dreams.
Kevin Costner.
You guys, you went out into the world, learned your craft and skill, brought it back to your small hometown. How many people are in Old Town? Under 1,000?
I don't know, but not very many.
Yeah, not very many. And that's so unique to me. That's one of the parts about your story that I love the most. Tyler is now your husband, and maybe you can tell us how that happened. But then also, what was your vision coming back, and you and Tyler's vision to bring your music, but also help other musicians in this town where for hundreds of miles, there's nothing and there's no way to produce high quality sound and music, and you guys built it. your world of dreams, music dreams. Okay, take it away, Tyler.
Well, yeah, we just, you know, both loved music so much, and like I said before, we thought, you know, you have to be in the big city and, you know, be away from your friends and your family to make this dream come true. And, you know, when we both thought about it, we were just like, why, you know, why can't we go back home, be able to be with our friends and family, sing by the bonfire, play the guitar, and also make really awesome music, and record other people too. So, you know, when we both decided to come back, and took us a little bit. We had a couple of studios where it was just kind of like blankets thrown up for sound bed, you know, and threw a couple songs out there and
do you have any
and have fun with it. But now we bought our own place. So we took one of the rooms and just completely remodeled it. I mean, he built the ISO booth himself. He designed it. What's it called? Just made it soundproof, you know. We insulated it well.
Yeah.
And
Your sound booth looks amazing. With it really does, with the wood and the soundproofing. Or sound, is it soundboarding, Dr. D? What's the
well, that depends.
I'm touching one on our wall right now.
Well, this is foam.
That's
we
foam.
Have these foam panels that are very old and they're starting to decay and crumble. But that's one way. I've had some stations I've worked at where they actually had carpeting on the wall. Mm. They use 2x4 framing and then they put carpeting over that. And I'm curious about one thing. How did you, or did you have to compensate for the changing weather and humidity in regards to any of, because I'm going to guess that if it was solid state, it's not an issue. But you can't, if, for example, you don't go out in the cold and sing. You end up hurting your voice and so on and so forth. Were there any weather conditions or elevation conditions that you had to take into consideration at all?
Not that I know of. Okay. No, my husband would probably know more about that. But yeah, not that I know of.
Okay. The odds are today, probably not, because you could either offset that with electronic or digital enhancements and so forth, or you just wait until the conditions are right. Because I've heard some artists will go into the studio and they're just, for some reason, they'll go into the studio even after they've just gotten over it with a cold.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell on the thing, it's like, no, you should have waited another week to 10 days to let it all clear out and so forth. Have you ever had to do that?
I know what you're talking about, you know, after I've been over a cold, I can definitely hear, even though I don't have the cold anymore, I can definitely hear the different sound in my voice. So, yeah.
Well, so what's the plan with the, we got to take another break here in a moment, but we're not going to let you go. We've got so much to talk about with you to get to know you. But before we go to this break, what is the plan with the studio? Is it a business? Is it open for business? And will you bring in other musicians and let them book time there and record? Or
yeah, that is Tyler's dream, is to just do that for the rest of his life. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we're just getting started, and we're going to, you know, eventually, hopefully, build a bigger, better studio, like more in town, and then just have this one here at home for us to have whenever we want to record.
Are you finding that you have a lot of musicians up there that are finding you and excited by this opportunity that you guys have provided at Barker Sound Engineering?
Yeah, a lot of people in Coeur d'Alene and Spokane and Post Falls have been really hitting Tyler up, and a few of them have come in, and he does first song for free so that he can show what he can do.
Wow. That's really cool. And you were from you're from Arizona.
I'm from Phoenix.
Day.
Yeah.
Did you do you know of this school?
Not heard of the school. It was probably established after I left back in 2006. How long has that school been around? I mean, if he went in 2014, sounds like it's fairly new.
You know, I don't know, but I feel like it's been there for a while.
It may have. They had it hidden behind a tumbleweed or something, and I did never find out about it.
Well, if you're in a tumbleweed, it was too hot to go out anyway, right?
That's right. It was too hot to go out.
Okay, so stay tuned at the end of the show for the Radio World premiere of B. Scoggs' newest single, Scarred, featuring DK. When we come back, we have a special guest on the line to talk to you, Brittany. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
The Jeremiah Show proudly introduces you to this month's new music artist, singer, songwriter, B. Scogg. B. Scogg is Brittany Barker. Our new music artist needs your support to make it into the music business. Go now to Spotify. Listen to B. Scogg's new single, Scarred. And if you love it, be sure to click love and share with friends. Be sure to follow B. Scogg on Spotify. Buy B. Scogg's music on iTunes. And listen to all of B. Scogg's music on her YouTube channel, B. Scogg's. Follow The Jeremiah Show's new artist, singer, songwriter, B. Scogg, Brittany Barker, on Instagram at The Real B. Scogg.
You gave me life, you showed me love. And for that, all rise above. You'll be the one I'm thinking of. Cause you taught me how to be. Best person in me. Stay loyal, stay true to everyone around you.
Hey, greetings. This is Santa Davis, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show, KZSB, and AM 1290. I have an album that I released maybe a year or so ago, Watch Your Liberty. It's on iTunes, CD Baby, Spotify. It's out there. Type in Carlton Santa Davis, and you will see it come up. Check it out.
Take us with you in your car, to the beach, or to the gym. You can find all of our shows on iTunes/podcast/The Jeremiah Show.
What's up, guys? My name's Lennon Silvers Lee, head chef of a sushi bar in Montecito. You're listening to The Jeremiah Show.
I know I can't take one more step towards you, cause all that's waiting is regret. And don't you know I'm not your ghost anymore? You lost the love.
Welcome back to The Jeremiah Show. We are proudly introducing you to this month's new music artist, singer, songwriter, B. Scogg. B. Scogg is Brittany Barker. Barker joins us from her recording studio in Old Town, Idaho. Barker Sound Engineering. You guys, if you're musicians up there, this is the new mecca for music.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we got a special surprise guest for you, Brittany, on the line. One of our very good friends. In fact, Margie introduced me to B. Scogg, to Brittany. She sent me her single, Hallelujah.
And ooh, I like that.
It is good, and we're playing it here during the show. Welcome, Margie. How are you? She's in Peace River, Idaho.
I'm good. I don't know how special I am, but
oh, you're
I'm
very
here.
Special. Very special. Welcome. And you have a couple questions. So you're a fangirl here of B. Scogg.
Oh, yeah. I have been a fan of Brittany since she was in high school. I heard her sing the national anthem, and I cried.
So keep hearing about this national anthem. You cried, really?
Oh, I did.
Well, that's pretty powerful, and that's a hard song to sing, but also to get emotion out of a crowd, right? I mean, it can go really bad. We've all seen that with many great artists that are out there, musical artists. So she's saying, I can just imagine it up there, Peace River on the football field. It's cold and chilly, and she's singing her heart out.
I think it was in the gym.
Oh, in the gym.
Dodge that bullet.
Yeah. So we've got to see. I'm going to let you ask your question and get out of the way here. But Brittany, we got to see you sing at on television at one of these big ball games, huh? Yeah. Super Bowl maybe someday.
Oh yes, that would be a dream come yes. true.
Wow, well, let's get her there, everybody that's listening. All right, Margie, go ahead and talk to your friend there, Brittany.
Hey, Brittany. Yeah, I've got a couple questions for you. I want to know how old were you when you first decided you loved to sing?
Like I was saying to Jeremiah, I think I wrote my first song when I was 5. I just always sang. Like, I remember standing on the back of the couch, like, and just singing Bad Company. And I was like 5 or 6 years old.
That's awesome.
I can see that. And then I wanted to ask you, what type, because I've heard you sing a few different types of music, but what is your favorite type?
That's a tough one.
Because I really love, I did Traveling Soldier. Oh, love that.
Yeah, we're playing that as well on this episode, so mm-hmm. that's a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if I had to pick, it would be country. I do like to morph the rap and the country together. I think it's really cool to hear that. But my ultimate favorite sound to hear is raw acoustic guitar. And so I think that has a lot to do with country. But yeah, mm-hmm. raw acoustic guitar is what I love to sing to or write to.
Interesting. Great questions, Margie. Well, Margie, we got to take another break, and Brittany, we got to take a break. You're welcome to stay on the line, Margie, and if you have any other questions, feel free to jump in there. We are talking this entire hour with new music artist, singer, songwriter B. Scog. She is Brittany Barker. We'll be right back after this break.
The Jeremiah Show proudly introduces you to this month's new music artist, singer, songwriter, B. Scog. B. Scog is Brittany Barker. Our new music artist needs your support to make it into the music business. Go now to Spotify. Listen to B. Scog's new single, Scarred. And if you love it, be sure to click love and share with friends. Be sure to follow B. Scog on Spotify. Buy B. Scog's music on iTunes. And listen to all of B. Scog's music on her YouTube channel, B. Scog's. Follow The Jeremiah Show's new artist, singer-songwriter B. Scog, Brittany Barker, on Instagram, at The Real B. Scog.
I'm Chance.
I'm Steve.
I'm Nick.
And I'm Lance.
We're the Last Chance Band, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show. You can find our music on Spotify and iTunes.
Don't miss an episode of The Jeremiah Show. You can find all of our shows on iTunes/podcast/The Jeremiah Show.
Hey, this is Camilla Cleese, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show.
The Jeremiah Show soundtrack is always original, every single show. Did you know there are 10 original songs for each episode? The music on the show is a running soundtrack in my life. I'm always listening to new and original voices that inspire me. I listen for hooks in a song. I listen for melodies that add emotion to our show. If you listen carefully to the 10 songs, you will also find a subtle theme that underscores my guest's vision or just how I feel that day. If you'd like to hear one of your songs played on the show, email me at jeremiah@thejeremiahshow.com.
Hi, it's Suzanne Goen from LA Restaurants Luke, AOC, and Tavern, as well as the Hollywood Bowl. And you are listening to The Jeremiah Show. I hope you'll check out our event, LA Loves Alex's Lemonade, and join the cause.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the Jeremiah Show. We are proudly introducing you to this month's new music artist, singer, songwriter, B. Scog.
Yeah.
B. Scog is Brittany Barker. Welcome back, Brittany. And Margie, who's on the line. Dr. D, you have a question.
Yeah, well, it's back when in the 80s, I went to work for a radio station that was changing its format from classical to country. And because apparently the stockholders didn't think that classical was making it, and they'd only had that for 6 months. So I worked there for 6 months with a country format, and I actually fell in love with country music, although I never had a distaste for it, but it was just I was being introduced to all these new artists. And not long ago, I kicked up on Spotify. You know, I said, okay, hey, Google, play country or country western or what have you. And I don't know what it is about country music, but it just, there's a soulfulness about that, about it. Isn't there, Brittany?
Yeah, and I think that's what my favorite part about it is because I love to write about real things, and I get inspired about how I'm feeling, and that's how I come up with some of the things that I write. So when I can really relate to a song, that's what I'm looking for in a song, is something I can relate to. So that's what I like to write, too.
Well, you're a really good lyricist. You're really good at writing great music and great lyrics. And I wanted to talk about a couple here that kind of struck me, and I wanted to know a little bit more about them. One of them, in Giving Yourself Away, I thought was I'm not going to probably paraphrase this perfectly, or I don't want to butcher your lyrics, but basically you say, you know, you're giving yourself away when you're writing this music, and it comes from your soul, it comes from your heart, it's a part of you, and then you put that out on paper, and then you get in the studio and you share it with musicians, and you're giving yourself away. Here's the phrase that struck me. You're pressing play, and then they turn away. And you can follow that with what comes next about how they don't know you and stuff. But can you talk about that a little bit, that feeling when you write a great song and you share that with the world, or you share that with another human being, what you go through and what that's like, and a little bit about the song?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's very vulnerable to especially put stuff like you've experienced down on paper and then out to the world. And so when you play it for people, I think you expect the same reaction that you like, that how you feel about the song. And you're not always going to get that. So I'm learning that now. But sometimes it could be frustrating to write something that's so, you know, heartfelt, and then just to have people like, you know, hey, listen to this song that I wrote, and then you play it, and they're just like, you know, kind of turn away and like not listen, and it's like, wait, okay, maybe they don't like it, but still, it's like, it could be tough.
Mm-hmm. And did you have this experience where you would present a song and people just didn't pay attention, or they turned away, but it meant so much to you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It happens.
Dr. D, how are we doing on time? I got a couple more questions.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. You've had some dark days. You write a lot about suffering and holding on to memories. And one line of one of your songs, Out of Pain and Suffering by DK, featuring you, B. Scog, you talk about the angels took my mother. How much is she a part of your music?
Well, a lot of it. Definitely. Yeah. She is a lot of it.
She threw out your music and throughout your songs from what I can hear, is that something that you're working through, those emotions and that pain and suffering, which I can't imagine having, through the lyrics? Does it help you? Does the music help you?
Oh, definitely, yeah. You know, after she passed away, I just started writing, and it all started coming to me, so.
Well, we are talking with B. Scog. We've got to take a break. We're going to go into overtime. This is the radio edition, but we're going to go into overtime in the podcast. So to hear the rest of the interview, please go to the podcast, SoundCloud, iTunes, anywhere you can find it, Spotify, and listen to the rest of the interview. We're going to get to know, we're just getting to know, B. Scog, Brittany Barker. Now it is time for the world premiere on radio of Scarred by B. Scog featuring DK.
Never to let it go. Being in the E, you see it, then you feel the energy. I don't ever let it be anything but ahead of me. When the music that I'm doing's feeling like it was just meant to be. Yeah, feeling heavily, heavily when they mention me. Yeah, I got a lot of haters on my back. Yeah, I got a lot of people who don't believe in my rap. But I still love them anyway. I'm married to the music and we're never seeing eye to eye. I can only wish for better days. Only wish for better days. Gotta believe in the love and you better believe in yourself too. Never give up, never give in, but that one is on you. Ain't no way that I could change it. Better get up and make a move. Make a move. Wish for better days. Better days. I've learned from this life that I've lived is if you wanna feel love, you gotta be willing to give. Can't be taking yourself on a one-way train. Always get us through. Moral of the story is this: we're never gonna know how broken somebody just really is. So you better give them a hug and then tell them the love will just never quit.
Hi, this is comedian Maz Chobrani, and you are listening to The Jeremiah Show on AM 1290 KZSB Santa Barbara. Listen, man.
Hi, this is Cole Robbins with USA Surf Team, and I am here on The Jeremiah Show. Feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram at Robbins_Cole, or you can always find me with Village Properties, and that is ColeRobbins@VillageSite.com.
Do you need help with your restaurant or hospitality business? See how we can help your business at HJLRestaurantAdvisors.com. Check out our website at TheJeremiahShow.com. We are on iTunes and SoundCloud. Please subscribe on iTunes, podcast The Jeremiah Show. Did you like our soundtrack? Find all of our soundtracks on Spotify, The Jeremiah Show. As always, a big thanks to Dr. D for making our voices come alive on the airwaves, and to our station manager, Les Carroll, for letting us on the airwaves at all. Be sure to check out our very own Richard Dr. D. Dugan's Peabody Award-nominated radio show, Tell Me Your Story, every Sunday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Thank you for listening to The Jeremiah Show with Dr. D. Listeners, we appreciate you and want to hear from you. Please send us your ideas at ShowJeremiah on Twitter and Instagram. The Jeremiah Show is produced by executive producer Jeremiah Higgins. Special segments producers Caroline Peacock and Shaylin McHugh. And sound engineer Richard Dr. D. Dugan. Have a great rest of your week, everyone. Evolve.
The clouds would catch the colors of the
moon. Yeah. The clouds would catch the colors of the moon.
The clouds would catch the colors of the moon.
The clouds would catch the colors of the moon.